Wherever cancer is, Hancock Health will fight. In any part of you and in all corners of East Central Indiana. From Indianapolis to Greenfield, to Knightstown to Greensburg. From hospital rooms to family rooms, we fight. With technology and medicine. With care backed by the wisdom of Mayo Clinic. For you, for your family, and for your future in Decatur County. We fight cancer here. HancockHealth.org/cancer.
It's time to hear from you. Kendall and Casey present Voicemails. Brought to you by QC Kinetics for non-surgical regenerative medicine treatments at 317-559-PAIN.
That is the phone number if you'd like to contribute to our voicemail segment. Questions, comments, smart remarks, whatever is on your mind. Rob, I'm going to brace you now. I'm warning you now. We have a guy who calls just about every day.
Is it the prison guy?
No. He wrote a letter. We'll share that with everybody next hour.
Oh, next hour. Yeah, I got a letter from... There's so many prisons in this state.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we've got the... This is like the third prison we've gotten a letter from. And that's pretty wild.
Are we making crime illegal again?
We are number one show inside of prisons, it appears, in the state of Indiana.
So we also get a call just about daily. And let's just say he's our hater. He's one of those guys who listens to get his blood pressure elevated and then call and argue with us over everything we say.
And why wouldn't you? I mean, there are just a mere 24 hours in a day. So why wouldn't you spend three of those very valuable hours subjecting yourself to something you absolutely hate?
So we're going to play his phone call next hour.
Oh,
because this segment we're going to keep a little lighter.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
Very
so exciting. We do have some voicemails we're going to get to in about an hour from now. So our first one on deck for this segment, you know, we were talking about the self-checkouts.
Yeah.
How they're going away at grocery stores.
Correct.
Many of the grocery stores are bringing back cashiers. And I posed the question about Safeway because Safeway has done away with all of their self-checkouts. And I wasn't aware of any Safeway grocery stores near here.
Yeah, there is one.
Somebody wants to call and tell me that.
On a Safeway issue, Lafayette has a Safeway grocery store. And as far as pumping your gas and then going in and pay for it, right in the little ass town of Colfax, Indiana, that's exactly the way they do it at the IGA grocery store.
So I said, I think one of the great declines of American society yesterday, I said this, was when they stopped allowing you to pump your gas and then pay for it. Mm-hmm. And it was a reaction to the fact that there are so many thieves amongst us who just weren't paying for their gas anymore. Mm-hmm. And what is the attendant supposed to do? Get on down the highway and chase the person down. Understand why they did it. I so loved doing that I remember the very last time I ever paid for gas after I had pumped it. Somebody said yesterday, too, there is a Safeway still in Indianapolis, too. They'd sent the address.
Okay.
I think they emailed it over or a social media did over. So apparently there are still some Safeways rolling around out there.
Right here in central Indiana. Okay, another phone call about the self-service checkout and going to your neighborhood grocery store.
Hey, Rob and Casey. I'm completely on deck with you guys on the self-service checkouts. Let's keep them up because the wife and I take advantage of them all the time. We can sort our food out and it makes it a lot easier job when we get home. Now, as for the mega stores and all that, Rob, start going to the B-size stores for your Kroger and your Walmart grocery store and other smaller stores like Fresh Time. Go to them. You get to know the people well. We have quite a few friends at one of the Kroger stores on the south side here, Corky, Ben, Ratio, and Sam, in both the pharmacy and the checkouts and people at the various counters in there. And the smaller stores get to know the people a lot better. So you'd be surprised. You still have that neighborhood grocery feel.
Do you want your cashier to get to know you?
No, there was a time.
Mm-hmm.
Like I said, there was a time where when the community was small that I grew up in, where there was something endearing knowing that Freda or Fran or Susie or whoever was going to be ringing up your groceries when Marsh was still kind of a, I mean, obviously there were many Marshes, but they kind of had a down homey type of feel to them in the old East Shopping Center at Brownsburg, or the Jesse's grocery store located behind the Marsh that had been there since the earth was young. There was something endearing about that. Now, I just want to kind of get in and get out. We've blown through the fond childhood memories that I have of living in an eclectic, fun little town where everybody knew each other. That's gutted. You know what I want to be left now, Casey? Alone.
I don't know if I want my cashier knowing that I was just there two nights before buying a bottle of wine and a bag of Cheetos.
Yeah.
Oh, back again, huh? It's one of those days.
I am content to ring up my own groceries. I have kind of mastered the art of that. I've gotten pretty good at it. And like I said, I don't think I want to know anyone in my town anymore. I just want to be left alone.
Like, imagine you go into, you know, the big box store, the Walmart or the Meijer, and they know who you are, and they see, okay, so you're buying some ground beef, you're buying some bread, milk, plunger. What's going on at your house? Like, I don't know if I really want them knowing all the details.
I will say this. There is, for my second job, obviously, I deal with the public quite a bit. And I will say I've gotten to know, obviously, many people that are regular attenders at my second job. Mm-hmm. And it's like there's little nuances you pick up, and they've kind of become fun little games. There's a guy who plays golf every weekend, and he is my one guy who always plays not only with cash, but exact change. Mm-hmm. And so it's become a fun little game where he comes in and he puts the exact change down. And last weekend, it's such a game to him. He didn't even come in. His buddy that he was playing with came in and paid and said, this is from Exact Change Guy. And I knew exactly who it was. And we had a little chuckle about it. And so if you're in an environment where there's an almost norm or cheers aspect to whatever small business you're visiting, look, I'm just not rich enough to shop at the Fresh Times or the whatever. So that's not going to happen, Tom. I love you, but I don't know how much you think I make here. It's just not happening. Well, I need big box grocery prices. I'm sorry. I've done my best.
Let me ask you this about Exact Change Guy. Do you know his name?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're just securing his privacy.
Yeah, absolutely.
I get that.
But that's what we call him. I call him Exact Change Guy. I mean, I can see his name on the sheet and everything else. But those areas do still exist. But you got to create an environment inside of your business where people want to feel as though they're
secure,
a part of that.
Yeah.
And let's face it. I am paid a gargantuan amount of money to do my weekend job, far more than I'm actually worth, because I bring that sort of personality, charisma, and charm to the front desk, Casey.
Well, that's the sort of community that the self-checkout at the grocery store is doing away with.
Yes.
Now, if he didn't show up, you would probably miss him. You would realize he wasn't there that weekend.
Yeah, I've pretty much got, just like with this job, I've pretty much got my second job down to a routine where I have to put zero effort into it. So I've got two quasi full-time jobs, and I'm putting zero effort into either one of them and succeeding brilliantly at both. Casey, it's a pretty great existence.
Congratulations. Okay, so we had a conversation about beer. There was a list about the best light beers on the market, and we put it out there. What are you drinking these days? And here's our first beer call.
Hi there. My name is Dave, and my favorite light beer is Bud Light. Miller, L-I-T-E, light, I think is just so weak, and out of tap, it seems like it tastes horrible. And the other interesting thing is the zero alcohol Heineken for a six-pack is probably around $10, and I think you can get a six-pack of regular Heineken for $10, so... I don't know why anybody would pay that much money for zero alcohol beer, but... Hey, take care. I like to listen to you guys, and I looked up Casey and you on the website, and I always pictured Casey with longer blonde hair.
I thought he was going to picture you with something else. I didn't know he was going to go with longer blonde hair. Thanks for keeping it PG.
He kept it clean. Thank you for the phone call, Dave. Have you been told that you look like how you sound? By the way,
people always say, I thought you'd be taller. I didn't know you were a child.
I've been told that people thought I was a redhead and thinner than what they expected as well, which
well,
is nice.
That's a bold thing to say to a woman.
And you have more teeth than I expected. Okay, another.
Wow.
Another phone call about beer.
All right, Casey. If you're going to talk beer, you got to get your commercials and your names straight. Mm-hmm. You cannot call Miller Lite the king of beers. Budweiser is the king of beers.
Yeah.
Miller is the champagne of beers. Mm-hmm. You cannot be mixing your metaphors, girl. You're going to confuse somebody, and you're going to piss some of us off.
Uh-oh.
Talk to you later.
Hope I didn't make him that angry. He's right, though. The champagne of beers versus king of beers. Okay, one more phone call. This one's called Mud, Kevin. I know it doesn't sound like a beer call, but it is.
Hey, Rob. Hottie with the heavy natties. I'm drinking Mississippi Mud. Comes in a little miniature moonshine-looking jug, the finger hole and everything. It's half pale ale, half stout beer, a little higher alcohol by volume.
I've never heard of that before.
Speaking of fat people who drink a lot of beer, Hammer's coming up next.